Hey everyone, welcome to Dear Everyone Else, hosted by T and
T.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Dear Everyone Else with T and T. It's episode 7, right?
Ooh, it is. And in today's episode, we'll be having some guests over to play a little game of trivia about culture and country. If you want to play along, grab a pen, paper, anything, your notes, your computer, answer the questions and just see how many you get. And yeah, just stay tuned.
Yes.
Okay, so we have a couple guests with us on the show today. They will be answering some trivia question on like culture and country. And well, we've been talking a lot about some interesting yet serious topics, so we wanted to bring a little bit of fun into it. So I'm going to let the guests introduce themselves. So I have four of them here. So Ha, take it away.
Hello, everyone. My name is Ha. I'm in my second year pursuing business and also an international co-chair of Asper first year comedy. Thanks. Really glad to be here playing some games and talking to amazing people.
Okay. Next guest is Anna.
Hello, everyone. My name is Anna Sharma and I am from India. I'm in my second year in Asper school and I'm kind of representing the U1. I'm very honored and glad to be here with all of you today.
We are honored to have you. Next is Tawani.
Hi, I'm Tawani. I'm from Zambia. I'm in my fourth year of a politics degree, so that's super interesting. There's a bunch of stuff that I do. So I'm UMISO president, and then I'm also St. Paul's international rep, and then I'm an RA on campus because I live here. So it's a bunch of stuff, but it's super fun stuff because it's meeting people and learning a lot about people, and also like learning a lot of things in general. So I'm super excited to be here because it's a chance to talk to more people and learn more stuff, and you know.
That sounds wild.
I saw T's face. She really hit us with that stuff.
With St. Paul's, it's super fun because there are two international reps right now and they're looking to like have more. And then for St. Paul's, how it's structured, there's like council and executive and then like council and whole. So the executive for the most part does the planning and the core stuff, and then the council in whole sort of facilitates everything else. So it's a lighter workload than everything else.
So what position are you? Are you the executive one or the...
No, I'm in council in whole.
Council in whole. That's pretty cool. Okay. I heard St. Paul's food is also pretty nice.
It is. The fries. It's like $5 and the whole tray is full.
Guys, when campus opens and the pandemic is an endemic, make sure
they're
you enjoy
open.
It.
Too.
We got
okay.
It
right so St. Paul's next week. You buying?
Right.
You buying?
No.
It's $5. Come on.
I just put you on. I told you it was open. So this is where you meet me halfway.
I got you.
All right.
We'll figure it out.
Yeah. Next we have Fardeen.
Hey everyone, my name is Fardeen Zarif. I go by the pronouns he, him. I'm from Bangladesh and I'm in my final semester in Economics and Society. I'm also the president of ASBC and I take great pleasure in being a vocal international voice in the university community. And thank you for having me here.
I'm in so many classes with Fardeen. It's a shock that we're only starting to talk now. I'm hoping that this is the beginning of a beautiful friendship.
Great things come at the right times.
You see what I'm saying? We're on the same wavelength, great minds.
If you guys didn't notice, I guess the trend here, it's a little competition between like departments technically. So we have someone from U1, someone from Asper, UMISO, which is just like the overall. And then we have someone from art. So you guys are pretty much representing your department technically. So let's see what department knows the most about culture and country. Without further ado, we are going to start the trivia. So how this is going to go is I have a couple questions that I'm going to be asking. Everyone here has a place that they're going to be answering these questions on. And then after each question, we're going to see who got it and who didn't. Let's get into it.
Yeah, and no pressure if you don't come first. Just remember, you're representing your faculty. It says a lot about your faculty. So... I don't know. That's just, it's not my opinion. I'm just speaking on behalf of those who are not here. Carry on.
Okay. Question one. You were invited to your Indian friend's house and were offered rice and curry. Ooh, some good stuff. What would be the most appropriate way to eat it? A, with a spoon. B, with a fork. C, with your left hand. D, with your right hand. Okay, I think everyone's answered this. So we're just, and the correct answer is with your right hand. Whoa, isn't that shocking?
Honestly, coming from India, I would say that this is more of a personal choice question. There's no right answer. Like, all of them are right in a way.
Really?
Well, I guess it's a personal choice.
Honestly, yeah, I feel it too. Like, I feel like, Freddie, you wanted to say something.
So it's like in some South Asian communities, it's looked into as a superstition that if you eat with your left hand, that you might get bad vibes and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So it's like auspicious to eat with your right hand.
Yeah. It's funny though, because it's all, like, it's same thing with, I don't know if it's just all of Africa or just like my country, but there are specific food that we call like solid that we eat with our hands, and you can't eat with your left hand either. Like, even when we're little, like if they see you eating with your left hand, like you get smacked and like you're like corrected that right hand is the best thing and there's something wrong with your left hand and whatnot. So yeah, that's why
I have a question.
For sure.
What if you are like left-handed?
See, that was a that's a good question.
At some point in Africa, they didn't believe in the left hand.
Yeah, no.
For some reason, you know.
In my country, you're trained to use your right hand if you're using your left hand. I remember this one wedding when I was a child. Mm-hmm. I whipped out my left hand and everyone on the table was like, what are you doing? Like,
it's like, who's that alien child?
That's 6 years old.
Because honestly, I think I could have been left-handed. That's just me. And there's just something about left-handed people. But, you know.
Yeah. I could have been ambidextrous. I prefer that than just
being left-handed. I wish I was ambidextrous.
Those are cooler. But, all right. I guess moving on to the next question. Residents of Ghana are referred to as Ghanaians, as residents of Peru are referred to as what? Tough one.
This is tough.
Time starts now.
As we said, while you guys take time to think about this, I just want to take this time to give a shout out to everybody listening to the podcast. You know, everybody who's been listening from episode 1 to episode 7. We appreciate you and we think you guys are amazing.
I feel like this is targeted.
this is just some shade being thrown, but it's okay. We don't judge.
We don't judge.
We can't throw shade on the sun. I'm just saying.
Oh, did you guys? That's saying. A bar.
She counter. She counter clapped back.
Unless I'm the moon and there's an eclipse. Boom.
No.
Oh.
Well, let's answer the question and then come back to the conversation. T drum roll, please, this time. Correct answer is. Finally, thank you. Peruvian. Woohoo. Did you get that for those who are listening or did you not? Did anyone get that or did you not?
Yeah.
Okay. You guys, of course, we can't see your papers, but you know, don't lie to us.
Don't lie to us. We're watching.
Honesty is the best policy.
Okay. Should we go to the next question then? Is everyone ready?
Let's go.
Okay. What country is called the land of fire and ice? Fire and ice. Isn't that very like counter?
It does, but it reminds me of a song by, it's called Fire and Rain. I forgot who sang it, but it was such
Lovato?
A beautiful song. Definitely not Demi Lovato, because this is an old country dude.
A little preamble of the song.
Yeah, sure. If you guys are ready, but I need you guys to be supportive.
Okay.
Obviously, the microphone is There we go. I see fire and I see rain. Ah, guys, copyright. So we might have to stop just in case. So
that's it.
That's all we're giving you today.
Yeah, that's all. Thanks, D. That was definitely jogged my memory. Okay. And the answer is
Did I do it at the right time?
Yay!
Almost.
Yay. There we go.
Did anyone get it right? Did anyone get it wrong? No, it's okay. I wouldn't know this one either.
I just wrote no idea.
No idea.
So, Yumiso takes the L for this one. Just,
we're
just
honest.
It up I here. Think everyone kind of does. Did anyone? I don't think anyone got it right.
I got it right.
Oh, let's go. Arts on the lid here. Okay.
I'm an art student, so I feel represented here.
You see, well, these politics students always being controversial.
But let's move on. Next question. Oh, I love this one because I feel like this was the one I didn't know for a longest time. Jamaica is a country in what continent? A, Africa. B, Asia. C, North America. D, South America. Let's go.
This one is looks like it's intense. I'm so confused right now.
But, I'm confident.
Oh, okay. Girl. Okay, fine. Let's go. Let's go. Okay. Then I've got a question.
Representing Jasper.
By the way, guys, if you want to see the definition of overdressed, let me stop there. Just take a trip down Asper.
Go to Asper when school's back on.
Mm-hmm. Like going into an Asper class, especially during a presentation, it's like walking into an Apple's boardroom. Like they're going to have a board meeting. They're just going to start and you're the spectator. You're just there to witness. You have no idea what's going on.
Anna, that description deserves an A+.
Thank you.
We need the drum roll now. Would you like to do the honors of the drum roll? Go for it. So that's what a drum sounds like.
Yes, it is.
Okay. Anyway, what is the answer? Give us the answer.
Finally, the answer is North America. Okay, was I the only one that did not know this until like...
I thought it was South America.
I thought it was Africa for some reason, like for the longest time. This wasn't recently, like this was like a while back.
Fardeen, did you get this one right?
Yep.
Of course.
Of course he did.
I mean, arts.
He feels confident. You heard that yup, like very confidently. You bet.
I just had to ask just for the sake of just asking, but I knew. Okay, now that we've gotten to this question, are we going to the next one? Do you need a drum roll again?
No, I just wanted to know, T, did you know this was the answer?
I knew there was an answer. You knew. But the truth is, you guys will never know what my answer is.
Come on. Let's just keep it at that. I just asked for the answer, though.
Well, let me tell you this. I knew it was in America.
Okay.
Carry on.
I mean, at least you're way better than I did. Okay. Why lots of countries refer to it as football? In the US and Canada, football is widely referred to as soccer. The word soccer is an abbreviation of what? I feel like this mostly came from like my curiosity, because I was just like, how did you go from football to soccer?
Is an abomination of a word.
It is an abbreviation of some word. That's the hint.
Yep.
Soccer is an abbreviation of something.
Yes, it is.
It's a very surprising abbreviation as well. Like, you don't expect that. Like,
you know the answer?
Yeah, I'm a football fan.
I wasn't expecting anyone to know the answer.
I mean, arts. What are you expecting? Since we are on this, I am going to ask Fardeen a question. Right. Why economics?
Because I couldn't get into Asper for my bad stats grades.
Yeah, that's relatable.
I'm so sorry. I'm not supposed to laugh, but that's just relatable.
It's so relatable.
That's a lot of us in economics. We end up by failing somewhere else. And we stack up and we think about changing the world all of a sudden.
I liked economics, though. That was like one of the
I love economics.
Business-ish class that I would have taken. And I did take, I think, one in my first year as an elective, but yeah.
But like, kudos to that.
No,
but how are you finding economics so far, though?
For me, economics is like, I love that because I'm very related to working in community development, and like, I'm using a lot of the economics that I've learned so far on doing actual research right now. So it's like mind blowing. I never expected that to happen. So yeah.
Okay. Cool. Well, I love it. So I guess the answer to the question is, now do you need a drum roll?
Yes, please.
No, that's not the one. It's a
sock in association football. So it's association from the association. The sock is where they got the word sock from, and just called it soccer.
That's so weird.
Very weird, but I thought it was a really interesting fact.
What does sock mean?
So, like, you see the word association, just the SOC from there. I was going to like put that in capital somehow. So can I light it? But I didn't end up doing it. So like, you see the word association, the SOC.
Oh.
Because I think in like a lot of like in Europe, it's not just called football. It's called like association football. So then it just like, because there is already like a football game in like North America, I guess. They kind of need a new name. So they just came up with like, let's just take the sock from the association and just call it soccer.
Fardeen, did you know this one?
Oh yeah,
he said he knew it. Yeah, wow. Yeah.
Where do you get it? Like how?
I looked it up as a kid. Like when I was
as a kid, even
about, like soccer and football. Like why would someone even call it soccer when?
See, that's the difference between me and you. I always had this curiosity. I just never searched it up until yesterday.
I think it's a difference between him and all of us. You know.
Okay, Kudos. So let's go to the next question now. Drum roll, please.
Like, Tawani, you better know this one at least. I feel like this was on purpose.
Tawani,
if you guys don't get this.
This question is raw.
Really?
This one could start
There's only one.
This really? One could start a war. Mm-hmm. This one, right? Yeah.
There's only one.
Really? Okay, guys, I'm going to skip this question then. I don't want to start a war. Okay.
We must read it. I want to read it.
Okay, go for it.
In fact, it should have just been one country. But
exactly.
Anyway, for the sake
There's
of
only
freedom,
one.
What two countries share Victoria Falls?
I didn't even know it was a shared space.
There's only one.
And the hint is, if you know what country Taco is from, and I think what country Tawani's from, that's the two answers.
But only one is correct.
This is blasphemy. It's only one country.
Only one.
Okay, fine. Let me ask Tawani a question now. This is for you. Okay, in a very political manner, can you please tell us why you decided to let me scratch that one. Victoria Falls is creating problems, but anyway, why political studies?
It's like a tricky question to answer. So I changed my mind a lot. So when I was younger, I had this idea of what I was going to be. And then I was like, let's be realistic. So applying to uni was sort of weird because I didn't know what I wanted to study. So then I just picked something. And the something was psych. And then I think I also applied for econ. I didn't enjoy econ. The psych, immediately I heard bio. I heard like neurons and I was like, I don't like this. So I said, fine, now I'm a stats major because I really liked stats and I hated it in high school. I only took it because math was full and I needed to fulfill my math requirement. So I said, fine. And then I loved it. So then I said, now I'm a stats major. And then I took discrete math. And anyone who's ever taken discrete math, that's a burdensome course. I hate it so much. It was horrible. I had to take it twice because the first time I was like, I can't even do the midterm. So I had to VW. And then I took it again and I didn't do that great. But I needed it for other courses. So I said, I'll just minor in stats and do something else. And then I wanted to do an arts course because everything else in science was not very interesting to me. So I switched to arts and then I picked political studies because it's an interesting field. And I feel like there's a lot of discussion to be had, but also it connects with almost everything. If that makes sense. So I felt like it was a good general type course, if that makes sense.
I get you. And me and Tawani actually go back to back on Twitter with some really fascinating political theorems and discussions. If you want to go check it out, go check out my Twitter handle at the chosen one. Okay. It's pretty, pretty interesting. Are we going to give the drum roll now?
Yes.
Okay, fine.
Okay, let's break the war or see what the war is about. The answer is Zimbabwe and Zambia.
Zambia.
Thank you for saying Zimbabwe first because
this was not.
This, you see the problem with this one, right? Like I'm telling you, if you want to start a fight in the midst of Zambia and Zimbabwe, this is the question.
Is that?
So it's Zambia, just Zambia then?
No,
just it's Zambia.
Zimbabwe.
Listen to me. This is the person who was LeBron James a couple of minutes. Who are you gonna trust,
guys?
Who are you gonna trust?
You see, me being LeBron has nothing to do with this. You see, I'm here representing an entire nation.
I'm just bringing evidence forward.
Okay,
let the jury decide.
But I have a problem with this. Do you know that Zimbabwe and Zambia share a number of things? We also share Kariba, but no one wants to claim that.
I mean, you both share the first letters of your name, so.
We're twinsies. We're twinsies.
I think for the longest time, I didn't even think there were two different countries. Ooh, don't come at me. Don't come at me.
Like, I feel like we have a lot of very similar cultures, like as Zambians. And just Southern Africa has a lot of similarities, even in wording, because I guess like languages, we all have like a very, very similar origin. So it's super interesting. The amount of things that are exactly the same and just go by different names.
Yeah, and the weather is amazing. That's just like, yeah, your spring is our winter. Just saying.
Moving on. Next question is, what country is called Land of No Rivers?
Land of no what? No river.
Rivers. No rivers.
I'm assuming this country is landlocked. Am I right or am I wrong? Just give us a hint.
I can tell you.
Fardeen is nodding. That means he knows the answer already.
Of course he does. I'm not surprised anymore. I my ability to show surprise and him knowing the answer, I think, ended after the second or third question. So
once he knew what soccer stood for, I was just like
saying that did it for me too.
I just was just like thinking, man, they must just award this man his degree. Why does he need to take any more exams? Anyway, but this is the moment I give a quick shout out to the class of 2027. I know wherever you're at, just keep working hard. We'll get there eventually. It's not about how fast you get there. Just make sure that you take time and do it properly. Enjoy the journey, you know, enjoy the experience. And hopefully next year we'll be back at the hub / whatever it's called now. So shout out to the class of 2027.
Yeah. Thanks.
I think they're in like grade 10, maybe.
Don't. Tease part of the come on, don't. You just shaded him.
I'm kidding.
He's a part of that class too.
No, he said we'll be at the hub. That's the reason I said that. No.
Imagine we will be at school one day and we'll be talking about the hub and a bunch of these kids will be like, the hub?
What is like the hub? What you mean the hub?
It just reminds me like when we went to watch Spider-Man, right? I went to watch it when it came out.
I still haven't seen it. Don't spoil it.
But anyway, some significant characters popped up, right? And then the kids were like, kind of know the that?
Significant character. I haven't seen it, but I know the significant character.
Same. I am offended.
They were like, who's that? And I looked back at them and I was like,
why are you in this movie?
Do your parents know you're watching? In fact, like, what are you doing? I felt so disrespected. Like, they were like, who's that?
Who's that?
Guys, if there's a movie that ever made me cry, it was that Spider-Man. Please. And it was just like tears of joy. I just want to put it out there. Shout out to Marvel. Marvel, thank you for doing them things. DC has nothing on Marvel. If you're a DC versus Marvel type of guy,
I'm not going to say anything. I feel like I've just created so many controversies today. So I'm going to hang that one.
Tawani created the biggest controversy by claiming that Victoria Falls was in Zambia. I don't think you can get
anywhere. Listen, I have a question. Right? When you're at the mall and you can see the phones in the store, do you say that the phones are in the store and in the hallway, or are they only in the store?
I see where you're going, but don't go there.
I'm going. Like, I'm just asking. It sounds like a very common sense question. Like, what is she even asking? But yeah.
They're in both. They can be no matter, I guess, depending on where you're translating from. They're in the hallway, but also in the mall. Mm. In the hallway, in the mall.
In economics, we talk about the labor process. It's not about the individual inputs. It's about the process as the whole. The falls are coming from one place and falling in another. It creates a process. Without the falling of the falls, there'd be no process. There'd be no falls. The falls would be non-existent. So we need to consider the Victoria Falls as a process, even though the majority of that process is located in Zimbabwe. But that's where my case
is. No, it's not. No, it's not.
Let's carry on.
We're going to say the answer. Mm-hmm. It's Saudi Arabia.
I had no idea.
Saudi has no rivers.
Honestly, I'm kind of not surprised as well. Like, but also kind of, I wouldn't have known the answer if I didn't search it up. So
exactly. I feel like I'm learning so much.
Yeah, you're welcome. Fardeen, how did you know this, or where did you come across?
I was actually confused between Saudi or the Vatican, because the Vatican is the only other place with no rivers.
Oh.
But then I was like, no, it has to be Saudi, because no one ever really thinks about the Vatican.
There we go. In that
context.
Awesome. Someone, at least one person thought about it, so I'm pretty sure they appreciate your service. Okay.
Arts.
We're always going back to art. All right, next question. What are sweet potatoes? Oh, this is one of my favorite ones. What are sweet potatoes called in Africa? This is one of my favorite ones, because I would literally argue with you on this question. If you tell me they're called sweet potatoes, no, they aren't. But I think we're just going to do 1 minute from now because I really want us to get through all the questions because I really like the one at the end. I think Ha is really going to appreciate that question. Mm. What are sweet potatoes called in Africa?
Besides
sweet potatoes, they're called sweet potatoes here, but they're not sweet potatoes. Does that make sense?
Besides the Africans, has anyone been to Africa before?
Oh yeah,
yeah. I would love to.
Well, make sure when you get there, when you get to whichever airport you get to, tell them that Taku sent you. I'm just saying. I know people who know me.
Okay. Thank you for the tip.
That sounds like a mafia thing. Got you. It's like, I know people who know me.
Don't ask too many questions. Anna, this goes for you too. If you ever find yourself, especially if you find yourself in Victoria Falls in Zimbabwe, just give me a shout. I got you.
Appreciate it. You'll find yourself in the wrong place. There's no Victoria Falls in Zimbabwe.
Right,
I'll just stand at the border of Zimbabwe
and Zambia and then see if you can. Yeah, so then you can help break this war from your own point of view. All right.
Okay.
The answer is that. Well, not answers. Answer is yum.
Oh,
do I not got this right.
Tell me, yam is sweet potatoes because I will come for you. They're not sweet potatoes. They're different. They're two different entities. Two different things. Thank you. Whoa.
Okay, cool. Are we going to the next question now?
Yes, we are. I just had to put that out there. Thank you, T.
Appreciate you.
It just really boils my blood whenever people say that.
So and what would you call?
No, no, that's not it. They literally have the guts, though, to start arguing with me like, honey, I come from a country that apparently makes the wildest distribution of yams. So do not tell me sweet potatoes and yam are the same thing. They're not. They're not.
Variety in yams.
We're gonna chill the aggression now. Okay.
No, they must know.
They must repeat it.
Tell them one more time, one last time.
Sweet potatoes is not yam. Period.
Word. Let's go.
Move on. Okay.
Next question.
You better get this one or else we're not friends. What is this dish? Hint. It is a popular Vietnamese cuisine. I know there's so many sandwiches. That's why I had to put that one there because we can know where a country is from and can get the answer.
You make me hungry, though.
True.
I was really about to say Subway until you said Vietnamese.
That does not look like Subway.
I realized that.
What Subway have you been going to?
I think I just offended. I was coming.
Yeah,
at me.
I was going to say that. Should I be offended? But
I'm so sorry. Okay. I apologize. Like, I don't want to be hated.
Introduce me to the Subway. I would love to go there.
Okay, guys. So the answer to this one, which is the very last question, is drum roll, please.
Wait, how you want? Do you want to say this right?
Oh, it's actually like the letters. Is it in the correct order?
H and A. I that's what I had first, but then the Banh Mi cuisine in I think Winnipeg, it was spelt this way and not.
Oh,
was it? Wait, was it H and N or N and H?
N-H.
Which one is switch? Oh, okay, never mind. I thought okay, then that's on me.
It's Banh Mi.
Oh, whoa, not the same way I said it.
It's okay. I don't really pronounce it that way when I'm here because it has a little bit tone and stuff. My name is actually not Ha. It's like Ha, you know?
Yeah, I know we've gone through that.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that was the last question of the evening.
Yeah.
And quite clearly and evidently, the winner is
Fardeen from the Faculty of Art. Woohoo.
That was fun.
Yeah. we really appreciated having the guests on our show and we appreciated people tuning in as well. See ya.
Bye. Hey guys, thank you once again for tuning in to Dear Everyone Else with T&T. Please feel free to reach out to us on our social media platforms.
To do that, you can follow us on Instagram at DearEveryoneElse_UM. And if you had any questions that you wanted to ask and you wanted to ask through email, you can reach out to us at DearEveryoneElse891@gmail.com. See ya.
Bye.